The text is the gospel just read. We're all familiar with how things go in the world. The way of justice. The way of accounting. And it's the way of nature. An eye for an eye. Reconcile both sides of the ledger. And every action has an equal and opposite reaction. That's the way that the world works. That's even the way that the human world works. And most of the time it does go that way. And we're rightly offended when things like justice are overturned or executed wrongly against the innocent. But in the kingdom of heaven, we need to throw out all of our understanding of how things should equal one another, how everything should line up and add up. Quit trying to keep track of what should go in which column. It just doesn't fit in the kingdom of God. And when we do try to put that sort of tit-for-tat measuring into the kingdom of God, we run into big problems. We might think that God blesses us because of our obedience. What a good job we did. When I go to church, everything seems to go better that day. But because I didn't go to church, then everything's going wrong. The car breaks down or the TV doesn't work. It may be true that God does bless us when we go to church, when we keep the third commandment. But insofar as we hear his word and receive his sacraments, that our spirits are filled. But we have to remember, like we hear in the Catechism on the first article, that all of this, all that God provides, only out of fatherly divine goodness and mercy, without any merit or worthiness in me. Or even better, as Jesus said in the gospel today, that God makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and he sends rain on the just and on the unjust. God doesn't bless us on the basis of our obedience. The scales are not tipped that way. And the other half of that problem, that equation, is that when things go wrong, we look to ourselves. Or when things go wrong for another person, we look to what made it so that they were so cursed. Just like Job's friends did. When he lost all earthly things that he had, even his own health, and his friends continually kept trying to ferret out the cause, it must have been that Job sinned. In the same way, we might try to connect a broken car, or a child who's left the faith, or some dark secret that God has found out that he's exposed. But if God renders us what we deserve, then woe to us. As the psalmist cries out, if you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? Well, for that matter, if God is putting out eyes and busting out teeth, who can see or who can chew? But the psalmist continues, but with you there is forgiveness, that you may be feared. Rather than giving us what we deserve, trying to balance the scales in that way, this is how God handles things, how he handles our sins. Look back to the intro that we prayed from Psalm 103. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. He will not always chide, nor will he keep his anger forever. He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. So instead of scales, when we picture the kingdom of heaven, we should picture the two bars of the cross. Because that is where God reconciled everything. Are you looking for things to measure up? Are you looking for the place where God settles accounts with his enemies and his debtors? Then look to the cross. As St. Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 5, in Christ, God reconciled, notice the money language, reconciled the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them. The cross is where God brought all things to bear. And the cross is where God's wrath met its end. And the end tabulation was mercy for God's enemies. And even more than mercy, God gives us adoption as children through Jesus Christ, so that we have the hope of a heavenly inheritance. But because God has quelled his wrath and canceled your debt, you can't see the world as reward for your Christian walk, or to see God as searching out some dark sin and find you out as a fraud. Instead, God became your heavenly Father through Jesus Christ. And what makes him a father is that he begets children. That Jesus is his child in fact, and you are his child through faith. And because you are a child of God, you also take on those attributes of your Father. You learn the ways of your Father in heaven. Living in the midst of a generation that demands rights and seeks its own ways and wants to be catered to for its own whims, you are the children of God, and you are not that way. Do not resist the one who is evil. But if anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if anyone would sue you and take your tunic, let him have your cloak as well. And if anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with him 2 miles. Give to the one who begs from you, and do not refuse the one who would borrow from you. Love your enemies, and pray for those who persecute you. Why? Because God has made you his children. He has set aside what you justly deserved and replaced it with the grace and the overflowing goodness and riches of the cross. And as you were marked in baptism by the cross, that also marks you as a sacrifice. The cross marks you as a sacrifice that doesn't add up, that is not one for one, that people get what they deserve. It marks you as a child of God, of a God who gives more than his enemies deserve. It doesn't make sense in a rational world not to retaliate. It doesn't make sense to do good to bullies, or to pray for those who might not ever even change their ways. And it doesn't make sense to give to wretched beggars, those who are a drain on society, the way the world speaks, who could never pay you back. It doesn't make sense. But in the kingdom of God, it's everything. Because without the cross, we would get what we deserve. And that would be a horrible thing. Someone once wrote, "You cannot comprehend the deepest love God has for you until you realize that he has the same love for the person or people you most despise." Even those who have a motorcycle festival as you're preaching. The deep love that God has for you is the same love that he has for the ISIS terrorist, for Adolf Hitler, for those who wrong you and sue you, who unjustly treat you, who give you your unfair share. But God has the exact same love for them. And that's the same love that he won you with. He is the God who gave you the undeserved benefits, who forgave all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. And that's from the rest of Psalm 103. So rejoice, children of God, and live with God as your Father, and God as the one who teaches you how to live in the world. Because he made Jesus to be your brother and your Savior, and his blood has taken away the just punishment and given you God's grace. Thanks be to God. Amen. And now the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.